Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. Are you ready to repent of the big lie? Do you live a big lie? Have you been taught a big lie? Does all of Protestantism and Catholicism believe this big lie? And do you follow the vain teachings of those ministers? And they all know they are wrong. Now, we've been going through the Ten Commandments and seeing how when you break the law, you must repent. And when you repent, you've got to stop breaking the law. One caveat on that. If you don't repent, the law will break you. You need to think about that. So here are the words of God himself, spoken from the top of Mount Sinai to the children of Israel who were gathered together to hear the voice of God speak the Ten Commandments. And that has never happened again. That's why it's written down. So we've covered commandment number one, number two, number three, and now we're ready for commandment number four. Let's see how this starts out. And let's see, do you really believe it? And are you willing to repent and start obeying God his way? Exodus 20, verse 8. Remember, that's how it starts out. Why does he say remember? Because God created the Sabbath, and it was the first thing that God gave to Adam and Eve. And this was a day that he blessed, that he sanctified, which means he made it holy. Because he put his presence in it, and rested. And the one commandment that starts out with remember, all of the ministers today say, forget it. And whatever excuse they may give, they're all liars, and it's not true. Even the very best of them, and I've watched them all. I keep tabs on them on TBN and Daystar. So let's read that again. Remember, it doesn't say forget the Sabbath day. It says remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. God owns the Sabbath day. It's his. And spiritually, he puts his presence in it wherever people are gathered on the Sabbath day so that they can learn of God. And there's a special blessing that comes with it. Let's read on. In it you shall not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your livestock, nor the stranger that is within your gates. Here's the reason. You are always to remember that God created everything. To the smallest particle, to the largest galaxy, and the vastness of the universe, God made it. Let's see what he says because he made it. Verse 11, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Now then, let's come to the New Testament. Let's learn a truth with it. Let's come to Mark, the second chapter, and let's read this. When there was a dispute over what the disciples were doing on the Sabbath day, the scribes and Pharisees came, and they said, why don't your disciples keep the traditions of the fathers? Okay? Now, let me just interject in here. It doesn't matter what the tradition pronouncement may be. If it's not the word of God, it should be ignored. And furthermore, it should be rejected. How many times have you heard it that the Sabbath was changed to Sunday and we put all of the requirements of the Sabbath on Sunday? That's a lie. Because here is a great truth to remember. And don't ever forget this. No man, no woman, no council, no church, no religious body or board can change the laws that God Himself personally gave. Now, if the Sabbath were changed to Sunday, here's what you would find. And I defy every minister, every evangelist, every prophet, everyone who names the name of Jesus and keeps Sunday, I defy you to find this. Jesus would have had to have said, you have heard it said in ancient times, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, but I say to you, remember Sunday to keep it holy. Can you find that in the New Testament? Can you find that in the teachings of Jesus Christ? No, you cannot. Now, there are, I'm sure, going to be some people very angry at what I say because you can't handle the truth. And you can't realize that all of these years and every Sunday, you have been transgressing the Sabbath of God. And look what they do from Friday night sundown, which is when the Sabbath begins, to Saturday night sundown. What do they have? Shopping, sports, all kinds of activities. Nothing to do with God. And that is all Satan devised. So who are you following? What kind of sin are you sinning by rejecting the Sabbath day and keeping Sunday? Huh? Let's see what Jesus actually said concerning the Sabbath in Mark 2 and verse 27. And he said to them, the scribes and Pharisees and the Jewish leaders, who never kept Sunday. Oh, they kept the Sabbath, but what did they do? They made the Sabbath a burden by putting thousands and thousands of traditions and laws as a fence around the Sabbath day so that people wouldn't break the Sabbath. But in doing so, they broke the Sabbath with their traditions. And you can read that in Mark 7. Whenever you keep a tradition of men, you reject the commandment of God. Do you understand that? And if you do that, it's high time you need to repent, right? Let's see what God said. Let's see what Jesus said. And he was God in the flesh. Mark 2 and verse 27. And he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, or on account of man. If there were not human beings, there wouldn't be the Sabbath day for man. And this is mankind, all human beings. Men and women, children, young and old, rich and poor, small and great, as the Bible says. And not man for the Sabbath. Now, what does that mean? That means no man, anywhere, anytime, down through history, can change what God has said about the Sabbath. Now, that is one of the greatest sins. And with that, then, you have taken God's name in vain, and you have building idols and statues and things that God says don't even make and don't worship them. And you have a false Jesus. You have the wrong God, and you are worshiping on Sunday, which is Satan's day. Huh. Isn't that the one who wanted to become God? Yes. Huh, did you ever think of that? Now, it says in the book of Revelation that the whole world worships Satan. Well, if you're not worshiping the true God, and if you're not keeping his laws and commandments, you are worshiping Satan, the devil. And you are following a false Christ. Here's the catcher, verse 28. Therefore, the Son of Man, that Jesus Christ himself, is Lord. And Lord means ruler, boss, owner of, even of the Sabbath day. He's Lord of the Sabbath day. So if you keep any other day and you think you're worshiping Jesus, you are not worshiping Jesus. Now you see why you need to repent? And you need to repent with tears and with great sorrow. And repentance means you stop sinning, you stop transgressing the Sabbath day and start keeping it. Let's read another verse. Hebrews 4, verse 9. Now you can follow along reading up to it, but here's the conclusion of it. There remains, therefore, Sabbath keeping for the people of God. Huh. Who are the people of God? They are the ones who love God and keep his commandments. Their Sabbath keeping, that's required for the people of God, Jews and Gentiles. So don't let anyone fool you or lie to you. So you see what you have to repent of? And you must change the way that you live. You must change the way that you think. And the only way you can bury those sins is put them under the blood of Jesus Christ and be baptized by full immersion in water. And I'll tell you a little secret on that. If you have not repented of your sins and been baptized by full immersion in water, and that when you rise out of that watery grave, you're walking in newness of life by keeping his commandments, you are not under grace. No one is under grace unless they have been properly baptized after repenting of their sins and received the Holy Spirit. Then they're under grace. All this talk of grace on Sunday and all this talk of that Jesus did away with the law is a satanic lie by smooth-talking men who know better. But they don't want to change because they want to appeal to the lusts of those they're teaching. Because think of what a shock it would be if any one of those Sunday-keeping ministers would get up in the pulpit on Sunday morning. Now, there had been a few who have done it, and it took courage to do it. But if he gets up on the pulpit and says, I'm here this Sunday, and we are not going to keep Sunday any longer because God never commanded it, and next week, we are going to be here on the Sabbath day, Saturday today. And by the way, the Sabbath begins at sundown Friday, all the way around the clock to sundown on the Sabbath day. Let me read that again. Hebrews 4:9. There remains, therefore, Sabbath keeping for the people of God. For the one who has entered into his rest, he has also ceased from his works, just as God did from his own works. When did God cease from his works? On the seventh day Sabbath. Now, let's come back here and see what that's going to require of you. Repentance means a complete change. Stop lying to yourself. Stop believing lies. Stop listening to all of those false preachers and their false explanations. Now, we've got in the back of the Holy Bible in its original order, Appendix Z, which is understanding Paul's difficult to understand scriptures. And there's some that are very difficult, which are interpreted by the Protestants completely falsely. But because so many use modern translations that are different than what the received text was, or they use the King James Version or the New King James Version, but most of them use the NIV, the New International Version. And you need to understand how awful that those new versions are, because men have tinkered with them and tinkered with the Word of God to substantiate their traditions. Now then, Isaiah 55. Let's see what you need to do when you repent. So this is the big one that you need to repent of. This is no small little matter. Verse 6, Isaiah 55. Seek the Lord while he may be found. That's what you're doing when you're repenting. You're seeking the Lord. You're seeking his will. You're seeking his word. You're seeking Jesus Christ, the true Jesus Christ. You are coming unconditionally to God. You have no preset conditions to God. He is the one who gives the conditions. And he promises that if you repent, he will forgive. But when you repent and you've been forgiven, you've got to cease sinning. Call upon him while he is near. God is still near, but the time is coming. He's going to be far away. Let the wicked. Now, you might say, I'm not wicked. Well, if you've been keeping Sunday and Christmas and Easter and Halloween and all of those days, you are wicked. Now, you might have a nice personality, but because you've gone along and get along with the world, you don't understand what wickedness is. Wickedness is going against God and his commandments. That's why, in understanding what repentance is, we're going through the commandments so you can examine your life to see where you are falling short and sinning and where you need to repent. Let the wicked forsake his way. That means leave it. And the unrighteous man his thoughts. Now, we'll have a whole lot more to say about that, because that's what God wants. He wants your mind to be converted. And that means changing the way that you think. Well, that's another whole topic. We'll go on. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, and he will abundantly pardon. Yes, God will do that. And there are some examples we're going to see. Pretty terrible sins were committed, but God forgave. So don't say, well, I've done this so long, God can't forgive me. Yes, he can. Let's read on. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's what God wants. God will show you. God will lead you. God will help you. God will forgive all of your sins, put them under the blood of Jesus Christ. So he says that his word goes out into the earth, just like the rain that falls down. Verse 11, so shall my word be which goes out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void. But it shall accomplish what I please, and it will certainly do what I send it to do. Now that's how active the word of God is. Now, come down here to chapter 56. Here shows how you forsake your thoughts, forsake your ways, forsake the sins that you have been living in and have been committing. And many of them you don't even know that you've been committing sin, because it's part of the world. And we're to come out of the world. And we come out by loving God and keeping his commandments. Isaiah 56 and verse 1, thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is nearer to come and my righteousness to be revealed. That will come to you, his salvation and his righteousness and understanding his word. It will be amazing what you will find in the Bible if you let the Bible speak for itself. Now, what do I mean by that? By comparing Scripture with Scripture, Old Testament, New Testament, and remember, there are 356 prophecies of Jesus in the Old Testament. And also think about this. When the apostles began the church, there was no New Testament. Not one word. They taught from the Old Testament, just like I have. Now, you want a blessing from God? You want God to forgive your sins, blot them out, and bless you? Well, you've got to take action. Repentance requires action. Blessed is the man who does this, and the Son of Man who lays hold on it, who keeps the Sabbath from profaning it. That's what the world has done. They have profaned the Sabbath day, God's holy day that he made that we're to remember. Look at all the things that happen on Saturday. Think about it. And keeps his hand from doing evil. That shows we're to keep the Sabbath day. Now we have two booklets concerning the Sabbath. The first one is Rome's Challenge to the Protestants, and that is written by Cardinal Gibbons, Cardinal of Baltimore in 1893, and he warned all the Protestants and showed from the Scriptures that there's no such thing as Sunday keeping in the Bible, and that Sunday is a Catholic day. Huh? The only thing he knew about Sabbath keepers at that time was Seventh-day Adventists. But today, there are a whole lot more that keep the Sabbath. And the other one, which day is the true Christian Sabbath? Sabbath or Sunday? Now, you need those. That will help you really study and understand what you need to do. Now, just like we read from Isaiah 55, you've got to forsake your thoughts, and you've got to forsake your ways, because repentance requires action. And this, concerning the Sabbath day, is the big one. Will you repent of your Sabbath breaking and keep the Sabbath of God and love God with all your heart, mind, and soul and being? So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.